what the sea is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Friday, January 27th, this is the city, Chicago. Not long after the first settlers arrived here in the 1770s, Fort Dearborn was built at what's now the corner of Michigan and Wacker. Today, people come here looking for food. We tell them where to go. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. Good morning, Lieutenant. I am sure you are very happy you're not walking a beat today.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very cold out there. It's going to get colder all weekend, too, but I'll be working tomorrow night. I'll be out and about.
But so. Does anybody on the force walk a beat anymore?
Not really. There are people downtown that do. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
mostly
they don't
you're in
like
the nice warm
to.
Squad car, though. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about a warm, cozy place to be that's not far from where we are here. The Green Door Tavern. What a historic place this is.
It is. You know, I'm surprised I've never been there before. The Green Door Tavern at 678 North Orleans was actually recommended by my lovely wife, Annie, who's been wanting to go there for a while. So we went over there when we were downtown last week. And It's a really interesting place. I mean, we'll get to food in a second, but I'd never realized this, and you know, I love historic buildings and historic stuff. It was built in 1872, right after the Chicago Fire, but before they passed all the laws that said you couldn't build anything out of wood downtown. So it's the biggest wood buildings downtown that's still standing.
Wow. So it was like, what, 1872?
Right, 1872. Mm-hmm. And it actually settled, so the door, the building is kind of crooked, and you can see that in the door. Mm-hmm. And it was a speakeasy during Prohibition, which is where the name comes from, because they painted the doors green if there was a speakeasy inside to let people know they can get a drink.
Uh-huh.
So,
interesting.
So after you've been out for a while, like, you know, and you're like control room Joe looking for a drink, you can go to the, you know, look for the green doors.
Yeah. And I haven't been in there in years, but I guess the place is pretty much unchanged, isn't it?
Yeah, they have all the same, a lot of the same fixtures from back from the 1920s, and they have a lot of historical pictures that you can look at. Irv Cupson, that's right by the door. I didn't look at all of them, so I couldn't tell if your picture is hanging there like it is in so many other Chicago places.
I don't think I've made it to the Green Door Tavern yet.
Yeah, so but we went down there, and it's a great bar. They got a wheel behind the bar, and they spin it every once in a while, and they were giving out shots wherever it landed. There was a different liquor, and you can get a shot.
It's a little game they play there, is that it?
Yeah, some kind of game. I couldn't tell what prompted them to spin the wheel, but they did it while we were there.
And what's the menu? What's the food like over there?
Well, they got basically tavern food, but we started off with Scotch eggs as the appetizer, which I love Scotch eggs. I can't go to a place they have them without trying them.
I don't know. What are Scotch eggs?
They're hard-boiled eggs, and they wrap them in like sausage breakfast sausage patty, and then they put batter on them and fry them. And so they're crispy on the outside and their eggs on the inside. You serve them with mustard. They're phenomenal.
That's a hearty meal.
Oh, yeah. And then they have burgers. I had a tavern burger, which is a nice big cheeseburger, your basic kind of a thing. You can get it with mushrooms and bacon, and they do a little couple of different types, you know, different add-ons, basically. Mm-hmm. And then they have corned beef, which was very good. Very good corned beef. And it's not a huge menu. It's sandwiches. There's burgers. It's mostly a tavern, but it's they have really good food for a tavern.
I can't believe it's still there. It's unbelievable, isn't it? It's like 678 North Orleans, and if you're still hungry, and you probably won't be, but you can just pop into Mr. Beef right there. It's very close by.
Yeah. Yeah, it's still, you know, there's not a lot of great places. Like, I mean, this is like one of those neighborhood bar, but it's downtown, so
right.
You know, there's no more real good neighborhood bars anymore, so when you got to keep going to the ones that are here.
Mm-hmm, yes, support the Green Door Tavern for sure. Well, 678 North Orleans. It's Food Police Friday with the author of the book, The Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats, Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. And tell us about the results of your investigation in Norridge this week, Lieutenant.
Well, you know, we have to say Valentine's Day is coming up, and we like to give advice to young married guys. And this is your first chance to make up for giving your vacuum cleaner at Christmas. So.
Good luck with that.
So I've been out looking for good chocolate, and this place, Chocs and Boxes, it's C-H-O-C apostrophe S and Boxes, at 4731 North Cumberland in Norridge. And it's very beautiful and very tasty chocolate, but I got to tell you, the story behind it, to me, is very, it's an amazing story. A husband and wife, Jerry and Saline Dean. He's an attorney. She was a nurse. They're talking about getting ready to retire, and they decided to plant 5,000 cacao plants in their hometown in the Philippines, and to help the community, and you know, and we have a working farm. And they realized that the farmers actually get kind of ripped off when they grow these the cocoa beans. The wholesalers take it, market all the way up, and then sell it to the chocolate companies. The farmers aren't making very much, so they decided to learn how to make chocolate. During the pandemic, they went to classes and they learned how to make chocolate. They opened up this chocolate store at 4731 North Cumberland, and you can actually go there and watch them. They use their own beans. They fly them in from the Philippines. They roast them right there in their store. And they, like, I was watching them literally hand separating the beans from the nibs and making these really high-end chocolate bars and bonbons and truffles and
fresh chocolate.
Yeah, fresh, and it's beautiful. They really, it's really an art when you get these bonbons are made. They're very shiny, and I brought some in to show you. Mm-hmm. But they have all these different flavors, and there's ones that, these hearts, they're in the shape of the hearts. They're shiny. They're raspberry. I brought some home to my wife yesterday, and
I would hope so.
Yeah, they have one. They have one bonbon called Kalamasi Caramel. That's this green one here, and it is. It's a lime. It's a Philippine lime flavor, and it won the bronze medal in the world chocolate competition.
No kidding.
The entire world. And we have, yeah, so
this stuff sounds expensive.
Well, you know what, it's high-end chocolate, so it's not your Hershey bar at the Mariano's, but we're talking out in Norridge on Cumberland, so it's not as expensive as going down to Godiva downtown. Mm-hmm. You're getting really, I think, better quality than Godiva, or what's the other big chocolate? I can't think of the name, but I think it's better quality for a little bit of less of a price. Mm-hmm. And I'm, like I said, you bring, look, these boxes here alone look like you're bringing in a really expensive gift.
Yeah, and I mean, this is perfect for Valentine's Day. And this is an unbelievable story about these two and making that stuff right there in the store.
Yeah, you know, we should do a remote there one of these days. I mean, they're really interesting people. They were talking about getting ready to retire, and he says now I'm working harder than ever. And I said, yeah, but you're doing what you know, you're having fun. You're working for yourself. And it's really a family thing. They have these truffles. I brought some in, and they have different flavors.
Everybody in my family likes truffles and truffle oil, except me. But I know you're talking about high class chocolates here, aren't you?
Right. Yeah, I brought raspberry truffle, and there's a vanilla one, and they sent one a whiskey one for Control Room Joe. I think he's getting a reputation. It's our fault. And they make these malted milk balls too. I brought some of these in, and they're it's hazelnut and malted chocolate balls, and it's like, I mean, really high-end chocolate stuff. And they also have these chocolate bars too, including a keto bar, which is 80% dark chocolate, and they don't use sugar, so it's
Interesting.
Monk's something that they use instead of sugar, and it's very tasty, and you know, you can still enjoy it.
Love those dark chocolates too. This sounds like quite a find. It's Chocs and Boxes, CHOC apostrophe S, Chocs and Boxes, 4731 North Cumberland in Norridge.
Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
It's news time coming up on the hour from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. First, little restaurant news, Lieutenant.
Yeah, Josephine Southern Cooking down at 436 East 79th Street is doing a grand reopening. They did some improvements, and they're trying to. They had some trouble during the pandemic, and they're trying to save the business. I think we might have talked about them a couple years ago, and it's very good food down there. They're open on weekends now,
so it's a grand reopening,
right? Yeah, they had to shut down for a while. I think they had some money troubles, and they're trying to bring it back and keep it going, so they need some help from the community there.
436 East 79th, and we've got some Chinatown celebrations to mention, don't we?
Well, yeah. You know, last week I mentioned that the Lunar New Year is starting and that the Chinatown Parade is this Sunday. I forgot also to mention they're having a celebration up on Argyle Street, which has got some great, it's a Vietnamese, it's Chinese. They got some great restaurants up there. And if you don't want to take the trek all the way downtown, Argyle Street is beautiful with the way they've set it up. It's a lot smaller, but it's a great place to go.
Argyle, a Lunar New Year celebration, Saturday, Argyle and Winthrop. I know you've also been investigating these restaurant surcharges. let's make a note to talk about that next Friday.
Oh, I would love to, because sometimes that's a story. But yeah, we'll talk about it next week.
You planning an arrest? Sounds like.
I wish. But the Chinese New Year and up on Argyle Street, great weekend for soup. A lot of soup up there.
Oh, yeah. Soup weather. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I love the wonton, the hot and sour.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Lieutenant. And until we meet again, you know what we always say around here.
Let's be careful.
Hey, let's be careful out here.